Good morning. Thank you for joining me. It's morning for me. It's probably afternoon, evening, or night for you. Welcome to your show, Fruit for Your Soul. I'm your host, Cordelia Reed. And I just want to tell you, doing this podcast since January 2018, it has been a long, just very entertaining ride. And I mean entertaining in a spiritual sense. And so the Holy Spirit is really impressing upon me at this time to like start to bring my podcast, my entire podcast as I know it, to a close soon. So the way I've been doing my podcast, the first four seasons, is going to start coming to an end very soon. And after that, I'm going to start it in a totally different way. But I have to wait for instruction from the Holy Spirit for that. But I just want to tell you that it has just been a wonderful time. And, you know, we're all moving to new seasons and new levels all the time. We should always do that in our lives. We should never digress or just stay stagnant. And so when you move to those new levels, things are just going to change. It's just that simple. So it is in a good way that God is telling me, okay, now we're going to wrap all this up and we're going to do something totally different, which is great because it's all for His glory. It's all for Him. As I started out, I never thought I'd be doing a podcast about the Holy Spirit or doing a podcast, period. And so God is taking this entire journey and just transformed my life, as I hope He has with you and will continue to do with you. So thank you for listening in. And I want to talk to you today about love and relationships. And I want to get into total application mode. You know, I think to myself, like, how much does it really help me when I'm listening to people speak? And it does help you when you're listening to them. But sometimes it tends to go in one ear and out the other. And you forget all about it within, you know, like, what, a few days. So I want to get into an application mode of what you can do. Okay, today, starting now, meaning you don't have to wait till this COVID war to end. This is the season that we're in. Excuse me, you don't have to wait for this to end. You can apply it right now to change your life depending on what you want for your romantic relationships. And I know I've been talking about love and relationships this season in a totally different sense of what's important and how with the Holy Spirit flows all the relationships that we have with Him, flows out all the relationships that we have in life. It's predetermined with that and how it's going to occur and everything God prepares you for. So now we're going to get into, I want to say, the nuts and bolts of what does that mean in my romantic life? Because, you know, we have a very big body of Christ, and in that body of Christ, we have a lot of single people for multiple reasons. And it's not really talked about because we always talk about how you can work on yourself individually. Well, when it comes to relationships, let's talk specifically about that, the application of, and where you plan on going with your life. You know, you don't know, you know, right now. When Jesus is returning, right? And in the back of your mind, you probably take comfort in knowing that He's going to be returning sometime, you know, when you're not around, you know. So you don't have to worry about it. Well, that's not true, okay? Because we never thought that what's going on right now with this COVID thing would ever occur in our lifetime. So my goal, being in the body of Christ and being who God has created me to be, is to prepare you for everything you want to do before Jesus returns. And that's why I said now is the time to prepare with everything you want to do, because once again, when you focus on the Holy Spirit, you cannot go wrong with this. All right. So a lot of times people, I hear a lot of women say, they repeat Psalms 34:7, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. And then you say, well, wait a minute, I've been thinking 20 years now and I still don't have the person I want. I'm divorced and I still haven't met the right person. Our relationships still keep going bad. I'm still by myself. What is going on? This is not just for women, by the way. This is for men too, okay? But women tend to be more vocal about this. And men, you know, they obviously are thinking, but they may not say it. And they react totally different than women do. But so I'm just going to use women in my examples, if you don't mind. So I want you to get this particular thing out of your head, because yes, God is pasted on your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. This is what King David said, but I want you to remember something. King David always delighted himself in the Lord. Okay. Even before he wrote this, when he slew Goliath, he delighted himself with his words and what he believed in his heart. So you have to believe first the words you say and do it and repeat those things over your life. So a lot of times we'll say, God was going to give me the desires of my heart. This is from me. We forget about delighting ourselves in the Lord and what that truly means. And then on top of that, we never delight ourselves in the Lord because we forget about that. And we're wondering, why isn't he doing it? Well, I want you to think about Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, you've heard this before, I'm sure. But one of the things that we don't focus the most on is those that love it. Meaning, the words that come out of your mouth, you got to believe it in your heart. You cannot doubt in your mind or your heart, all right? Because the second you doubt, you can hang up the life part, because that's when the death part occurs of everything that you want. And that's why you're not getting it, because you're getting the fruit of the death part that you're speaking, okay, and that you're believing, right? So no matter how much I say to this mountain, move, if I doubt that it's not going to move, then it's not going to move, right? If I have doubts in my mind. All right. So what does that mean when it comes to relationships? Well, everything. Because now I hope this has caused you to start thinking, your will turning, meaning, have I spoken death over my life? Yes, you have. And we all have spoken death in a whole lot of areas, particularly one of the ways the enemy likes to get us is through our words, particularly in our relationships, when he knows how much that means to us. Now, when it comes to Eve, I'm going to focus right now on the woman. So when Eve was created, right, she was created after Adam was created. There's no disputing that. That's biblical. Now, when she was created, Adam was already there for her. She didn't have to worry about wandering around. What is my purpose here? Is there a man around? He was already there. So, and then God said, be fruitful and multiply. All right. And I know I've talked about this before in some other podcasts, but I want to just reiterate that Eve did not have to worry about that, meaning that when God created woman, he created us in mind that we didn't have to worry about where do we belong, who we're supposed to be with, why are we by ourselves. No woman on this earth was created. God had never intended for any woman to be created to be alone. All right? It's biblical. It's biblical. It's biblical. So if you are a believer, okay, and I know some people strongly want to fight that because you are sitting. The reality is you're sitting right now by yourself and you have to get up in the morning by yourself, especially during this COVID crisis. And you're believing that, oh my God, you know, is it going to be this way forever? It's not going to be that way forever. So get that out of your mind. But when you start verbalizing, I'm by myself, no one's here, I've never had a record of doing things going well in my relationships, and the enemy latches onto that. And then you start fearing it's going to be this way, and then you manifest that fear in your life successfully, all right? So my goal is to help you understand that you've got to start first, not only with your words, but you believe in your heart. So I get it that it's very difficult to believe something that has not occurred yet, right? But that's where faith kicks in. God is always moving us to the next level of our faith. Your relationship is no exception to that area. So if you're finding that you're by yourself and you're wondering what's wrong, what are you believing in your heart? So one of the quickest ways to disrupt this lie by the enemy, because we're going to disrupt this lie, I say make a list right now. Make a list of the way you feel about your current situation. For example, I feel sad. I feel hurt. I feel forsaken that God is not answering my prayers. I feel that this man broke up with me. He didn't explain to me why. Everything that you put down, I can guarantee is going to be a lot of fleshly things that has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, because that's just what happens when we're sitting there and we're thinking these things, because we become isolated. And if the enemy can isolate us, he starts putting really negative thoughts in our mind. Make a list of those feelings right now. All right. Now, on the opposite of that page, where you say, hey, I feel sad, write the opposite of sad. Joy. Okay, for joy. I feel hurt. Write the opposite of what you can say. Peace, love. And we're going somewhere with this, all right? When you write the opposite of each feeling, I want you to write down, how can I get to the positive part of this list versus the negative. All right. And the biggest ways to get some, I'm going to get to that in just a second, to get to the positive side, is you got to go beyond your flesh desires and tap into the Holy Spirit on a daily basis to get this list and speak these words over your life. I am joyous. I have unspeakable joy. No man can disrupt the joy in my life because I receive my joy and my strength from the Lord forever and always. No one can ever take that away. I will not ever give it away. These are the kinds of things you've got to speak over your life. And you got to be intentional, okay? Let me just show you what intentional feels like. Take your arm right now and reach to the side of you. Like reach it out to the right. Reach it in front of you and then reach it to the left. That was easy, right? Now, that is equivalent to what I say, negative spirits. They're all around us. Easy to get negative spirits. They're all around us. But if you take that same arm and reach up, that takes a little bit more effort, right? And pull it down very, very slowly. You see? Very slowly. Now, what happens is you start feeling a certain empowerment in that pulling down. And this is how the Holy Spirit comes into our life. He doesn't just engulf us all at once, because he meets us where we are, and he gives us understanding to our situations. Your relationship, your romantic relationship, is no exception to that rule. God cares about that, but he needs you to open yourself up to understand what's going on. All right. Now, I'm going to say something here. You can't go wrong with the Holy Spirit. You can't go wrong with his word. You can't go wrong with that. And I want you to know and believe it is enough. Okay, I want you to say it out loud with me right now. The Holy Spirit is enough for me. My relationship with the Holy Spirit is enough for me. Now, I'm going to show you how it's enough in just a second. All right. So we talked about believing in your heart. And, you know, I want you to start every morning. I was talking to this lady the other day, and just as, you know, you would expect during this time, people that live by themselves, they're alone. They feel alone. They're afraid. They've lost their jobs. There's no one tangibly next to them on a regular basis right now, because we're confounded in our homes that they can talk to. This lady told me her boyfriend broke up with her, and she didn't even know. So a lot of reliance on men. And, you know, once again, as this COVID war, I call it, is going on, we found that we cannot rely on man, all right? We found out, a lot of us have found out the hard way, which is good, because that's how good God is. He wants us to see it's not man. We rely on him. Now, if you're finding that you're getting up and it's just so depressing and so awful, I want you to make a list right now of the five things you are thankful for. Catherine Coleman said that if you ask in God and believe in God for something and it's not happening, just keep praising him. And then it happens. And keep praising them. You cannot go wrong with praise. So praise is a form of praise. Writing down your list of things you're thankful for. That's so important. Because when you do that, a miraculous feeling wells up inside you, like, hey, I didn't even think about that. For example, I have a roof over my head. You know, or if you stay with your parents and you're an adult, although I'm staying with my parents, they are providing a roof over my head. God is still the source. I don't care where it's coming from. God is still the source. You know, I had to get that in my head for years when I used to work job after job after job. And I was never thankful for the situations that would occur on the job. But I forgot God was the one that was giving me those jobs. He was still the source. He was still behind the paycheck. So you got to remember that when you're waking up unthankful, because what happens when you're unthankful and you're not able to visibly see this list, you start saying words that you truly believe in your heart, and you start reaping the fruits of those bad words. That's why your life gets into a vicious circle, and that's why you start to repeat the same things over and over and over again. And it's just become miserable. It's miserable to live a life like that. That's not the kind of life God has for you, and that's not a Holy Spirit-filled life. Now, when you make that list of five things, this is every morning now, every morning, you got to be very intentional about this. The one morning you don't do it, I'm going to make sure you understand this. The one morning, because Satan is looking to disrupt this pattern. The one morning you don't do it is the morning you're going to feel the worst you ever felt. Why did I ever start this? It doesn't make any sense. Why would I do it? Okay, that's what's going to happen. And once you start uttering those words, the enemy's got you already. That's not a good way to be. and then your day goes downhill from there. That's not God. That's not the Holy Spirit. And that's not a Christian-filled life, okay? So we want to stay on the path of a Christian-filled life, all right? Take your whatever dependence you have on man out in a way, because that's, once again, God gives us the ability to receive. So open your spirit and just say with me right now, I open my spirit to receive God's word in the mighty name of Jesus, period. Say that. Say, repeat daily. These are the things you got to say. Now, the next thing I want you to do is get in God's word. Get God's word in you on a daily basis. I don't care if you got to say one verse and repeat it. Don't you know there are people in this world, in the body of Christ, Christians, believers, that are actually repeating God's word and they're getting healed? Yes, they're getting healed. Their physical bodies are responding to God's word. Get God's words and you repeat it out loud, you know. And then there's the thing of, where do I go to get God's word? You know, if you don't know where to start, you can always start in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms by King David is great. King David's prayer, Psalms 23, is great. A daily devotional is very helpful because it can start pointing you in the right direction. I understand it's hard to know where to start, but if you truly don't know, ask the Holy Spirit, where do I start with your word? Because the key here is to remember the Holy Spirit often speaks to us in God's word, in scriptures, in verses. So he will say to you, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. And you may not even be able to finish it. And you wonder, where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? And it comes directly from the Bible. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. So if you don't know he's speaking to you in that capacity, because you don't know the Bible, then you wouldn't be able to be obedient, right? So you have to know and be able to open your spirit to receive to whatever he's going to say. And once again, he doesn't always do it, but most of the time he will, depending on the circumstances and depending on where you are in your life. Once you start developing that relationship, it's both. He speaks to you and gives you instruction and direction, and he speaks to you in scriptural words. And so it goes all together. You will find that when you're starting to do this on a daily basis, reading God's word, speaking it out loud over your life, certain verses over your life, the Holy Spirit sustains you. And then he also, how can I say this? The supernatural realm starts opening up to you in the sense that he starts sending people in your life that you would not ever expect to come. So I'll give you an example. Lately, you know, I've been wondering, this is the best example I can think of, so I don't want you to look more into this example than what it is. I've never written a book before, and my first book is coming out next week. And the Holy Spirit has really been talking to me about marketing the book, and I'm thinking, well, you have to take over in that area because I don't know how to do this, right? And you know, within the last month, I got phone calls every week from at least two people I haven't talked to in years. And they would just call to say hello. But the significance in the person that I spoke with was high because this person was attached to an organization. And when I talked to them, the Holy Spirit said, tell them about your book. Because that's why I sent this person to call you. They say, well, I'm just calling to see how you're doing, to let you know this is going on. And it will just keep going on. And it's been going on for the last month. And it's so amazing every time it happens because it's like, wow. Or he'll tell me a person's name in my spirit that I haven't spoke to in a long time. The book is called Little Diary Relationship Truths. And who this person I know that's been single for years, but I haven't talked to them since like the late 2000 and what, 10 or something. And, you know, he'll say, you need to write this person's name down and call them. And sure enough, I call them and they say, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I spoke to you. It just made my day. And I've been dealing with this, dealing with that. And then it just goes down to doing his will, not mine, because he's the one, the author behind the book. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the physical flesh that wrote it down. So in the same sense that he does it for me, he'll do it for you. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's why it happens for other people. It's not like saying, okay, it'll happen for me and it'll never happen for you. Okay, because I think that what happens when we get into this relationship romantic mode, we believe the lie the enemy has placed in our lives since childhood that's saying because this happened to you as a child, you may not even be aware, because you were rejected so much, because no one liked you, because you were just such a, you know, you were the thumb that stuck out the most. You were a sore thumb. People didn't want you around. You're not going to have a successful relationship. That's not true. That's not true, okay? And I want you to, every time you feel that negativity on your life, I want you to rebuke it and say it out loud. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I am accepted. I am accepted by the Most High God, first of all and foremost. And anybody that sees me accepts me because I have favor on my life from the Most High God. So these are the kind of things you got to remember. So I just want to make sure I stress that to you, because, you know, I don't want you to think these kind of things can never happen to you. And that's just a light example, because there are so many others. I just want to stress to you about, you know, he will send people into your life, you know, via phone call right now. You just never know, via Facebook, via Instagram. There's so many ways he can do it. There's no reason that someone shouldn't just all of a sudden come into your life and say, hey, I just want to see how you're doing. I'm not talking about a man right now or the opposite sex. I'm talking about just in general God sending people, because you don't know what's behind that. So you cannot discount that. Don't discount when you hear from someone of the same sex thinking, okay, but I thought it was going to be a man or a woman of the opposite sex for romantic reasons. You cannot do that, because what you're thinking about only is yourself. You, when you open yourself up to the word and to the spirit, God gives you the ability, okay, to open yourself up to be helpful to others. And then you get so much more in return. Right. All right. So and then, you know, with that comes the ability to discern. So the Holy Spirit starts giving you gifts because he loves spending time with you so much. And he loves the fact that you're being intentional about your relationship with him. He starts giving you gifts. And one of them is the gift of discernment. And then you're able to say, OK, whenever I meet this person, you know, the opposite sex, for example, does this person have my best intentions in mind? All right, I'm going to give you an example. I've been mentoring a younger lady, and she's like 21, 22 years old. When I first started mentoring her, she was talking to a guy, and it was just, you know, not the best thing for her to do, not the best relationship for her to have. She had no clue who she was, no idea, nothing. After we had been talking to each other, and I opened her up to you know, just spoke life into her, and she started believing the words that I spoke over her, what Christ says about her, her purpose in life, and things like, she started believing that. So guess what? Now, which is so amazing, I love it when the Holy Spirit does this. When she meets a guy, she's like, no, this is not the best person. This person was equivalent to the one that she was talking to when I first met. And she is able to say, okay, no more people like that. Now I'm going to stop this now. Because if we're not going to continue this conversation, I'm going to move on, keep it moving to the next person, which is great. That's what I'm talking about, a spirit of discernment. Because what happens is that when we're not doing these things and not believing the best of what God has for us, and we meet people who are not so good for us, we tend to override that, thinking we can change the situation. It's going to get better. And then they keep burning us after burning us after burning us. And then we stuck with hurt and the sad feelings that you wrote down in that list earlier. So just remember that. Because the idea is to stop manifesting what the enemy is saying to you in your life. And so, and get you out of the vicious cycle of deadbeat relationships. So these are the things you have to do. All right. So you have to be able to, when I talked about open your spirit up to receive, you have to be able to get feedback from other people also, regardless of who it is. Okay. And here's a list of things that will keep us from God's best in relationships. One of them is not just fear, because we're so afraid we manifest it successfully, but pride. And I think I said in one of my other podcasts is that pride is like going forth and running really fast and just going all out. And you're just really happy about this run. Then you hit a brick wall and wonder why you cannot move any further. That's what pride does for us, because we just don't see it coming. We don't see why is this happening the way it's happening. Pride keeps you from that, all right? Ignorance. I don't mean ignorance in a negative way. I mean ignorance as is not knowing the word of God, okay? Not knowing and embracing it in your heart, the word of God, and what God says about you and your life. Embracing ignorance is one of the biggest things that keeps a lot of people back in every relationship. every relationship. Because what we do, because we don't know what Christ says about us, we believe what the man says about us in the negative sense. Now, when they say good things, yes. However, even with that, when they're speaking good things, there's a voice in the back of your mind saying, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. So you're rejecting even the good stuff. So that's why I say you got to know the word of God and got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit yourself, because ignorance can keep you from God's best in any romantic relationship. I cannot stress that enough. Pride and ignorance are the two biggest things that I see are the pitfalls in a lot of the romantic relationships with people. Anger and hurt. If you're just angry and hurt, I mean, no one's going to be able to work with you. It's just that simple. Anger and hurt, and unfortunately, it can be very contagious because you're angry, you're latching out and you're reaching out in indirect ways. You don't even have to reach out in an angry way, but you reach out in a way that it just attacks another person and pulls. Whenever you're saying anything about pulling someone down, bringing someone down, that is not of God, all right? Because even when you give feedback to people, it should always be in such a constructive sense that they can receive it. If someone cannot receive the words you're saying and they're getting angry or irritated by you, there's a potential you have a spirit of anger and hurt that is hurting other people around you. Thus, people don't want to be around you as much. Okay. Arrogance, inability to forgive and let go. Those are things that really keep you from God's best. And I see arrogance a lot more so in men than women. I'm not sure why it attacks one sex more than the other, because, of course, women are like that, too. But for some reason, when I see men who are more arrogant and they are single, they cannot receive feedback well at all, because arrogance is a cover up for something else that, you know, that they're trying to hide, right? That they're not proud of. And once again, if you're hiding something, you're not proud of something or whatever, all that is the enemy as well. Those are not feelings that come from God. So these are things you have to talk to the Holy Spirit about and say, if there's anything in me, any spirit of arrogance, pride, anger, ignorance, hurt, inability to let go, remove it from me now, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just remove it. I bind those spirits now. Remove it from in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want those spirits in my life because they're keeping me from your best, Holy Spirit. He'll do it. You have to be repetitious and you have to be clear about this and very, very, very intentional. And so I'm going to go last to just saying, once again, I cannot stress this enough. Repeat good things over your life. Speak those words and believe it in your heart. When you get repetition in you, you'll start believing it more and more and more and more. And it doesn't take that long for this to occur. The most important thing is opening your spirit to receive and welcoming the Holy Spirit in. And I know there are some of you that are listening to this that don't even have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and think this is not possible. It's not possible to be a Christian without having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Being a Christian means a relationship with the Holy Spirit. There's no exception to that rule, okay? If you are a Christian and don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, get one now, today, all right? I'm saying this because when Jesus returns and we get caught up in the Spirit, how is he going to recognize us? He recognizes us by our spirit, right? So if your spirit is, if it's not belonging to Jesus and you're a Christian, then it belongs somewhere else. Because there are two spiritual realms here. There's the really good spiritual realm with the Holy Spirit. All right. I'm just speaking in layman's terms. And the really bad one. You have to choose one, stick with it, and go all out with the one that you're going to choose. But don't, you know, go back and forth thinking, okay, I don't have to have the Holy Spirit. I'm fine. That's not true, because somewhere in your life, you're not exhibiting God's best. And when you're not protected and have the Holy Spirit in your life, the world engulfs you. And most likely you're manifesting those seeds of what the world has in your life, which is one of the reasons why you're finding yourself, I hate to say it like this, but you're finding yourself not in the best relationships that you want to have. And stop fearing that you're going to be this way for the rest of your life and you're going to die this way. That's not going to happen. And you got to say out loud, that's not going to happen in the name of Jesus. So just get that out of your mind and just start putting this stuff into action today, right now, because now is the time to change. You know, I said in my intercession prayer, if Jesus comes back tomorrow, you would not have had that relationship, right? You know, but you've had the most important relationship with the Holy Spirit. So remember that and get that in the back of your mind and your heart and live by that. That's how important this is right now at this time. Say it out loud. Open your mouth. Have gratitude every day when you're reflecting on God's daily word. And, you know, I want to say, just make sure you're able to just stop focusing on yourself. I can't stress that enough, because when you meet people, it shows you come across as desperate. People, you know, when you people that are very experienced in life can catch on to that. And it's such a turnoff, because you're self-seeking. You're worried about yourself and you want to hurry up and get somebody for yourself. And you don't care about the things in your life that you need to fix. Well, you can't just put that on someone else, because they probably got things they've got to fix. Or maybe they fix things and don't want to worry about the things you haven't worked on. Okay, so I just want to stress the most important things behind these relationships. And so I'm going to get to another part of that in the next podcast. But thank you for listening. Remember, if nothing else, Jesus loves you, and so do I. You can catch me on the Cross Network on Mondays and most of the times on Thursdays with Gerald Jones, Jesus is Our Jubilee. And there's so many good things to come. Little Diary of Relationship Truths, that book is coming out next week. I'll talk more about it continually. A lot of these excerpts, like the one I'm talking about today, I discussed today, is also in the book. So I look forward to talking with you more in the near future. Have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.